This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. At least 290 people were killed and almost 500 injured in a bomb blast that ripped through churches and luxury hotels in Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday. It's the first major attack on the Indian Ocean Islands since the end of a civil war 10 years ago. The Sri Lankan community living in Paris held a vigil in the early hours Monday morning.
We want to pay homage to the victims of Sri Lankans, and we want to tell them to we are with them, and we think about them, and we pray for them.
The Sri Lankan government officials have said that 32 foreigners were killed and 30 injured in the explosions that tore through congregations and gatherings in hotels in Colombo, Negombo, and Batacalora. Ukraine has entered an uncharted political water on Sunday after an exit poll showed that Volodymyr Zelensky easily won enough votes to become the next president of the country that is at war with Russia. Reuters' Colette Luke has more.
He has few detailed policies and will take over the leadership of a country at war with Russia. Poroshenko, who was hoping for a second five-year term, tried to cast himself as a bulwark against Russian aggression, but in the end, he was trounced by the political neophyte and conceded on Sunday. Zelensky has pledged to keep Ukraine on a pro-Western course and has also assured investors, without offering concrete plans, that he would push reforms, tackle corruption, and keep the economy anchored to an International Monetary Fund loan program.
That was Reuters' Colette Luke. Two people, including a British aid worker, have been shot dead and four tourists abducted in an attack by armed gunmen on a holiday resort in northwestern Nigeria, according to police. This is VOA News.